Chapter 4. How man's activity should be purely in the intellect and not in the senses. Happy, therefore, is the person who, by continual removal of fantasies and images, by turning within and raising the mind to God, finally manages to dispense with the products of the imagination, and by so doing works within, nakedly and simply, and with a pure understanding and will, on the simplest of all objects, God. So eliminate from your mind all fantasies, objects, images, and shapes of all things other than God, so that, with just naked understanding, intent, and will, your practice will be concerned with God Himself within you. For this is the end of all spiritual exercises, to turn the mind to the Lord God and rest in Him with a completely pure understanding and a completely devoted will, without the entanglements and fantasies of the imagination. This sort of exercise is not practiced by fleshly organs, nor by the exterior senses, but by that by which one is indeed a man. For a man is precisely understanding and will. For that reason, insofar as a man is still playing with the products of the imagination and the senses, and holds to them, it is obvious that he has not yet emerged from the motivation and limitations of his animal nature, that is, of that which he shares in common with the animals. For these know and feel objects by means of recognized shapes and sense impressions and no more, since they do not possess the higher powers of the soul. But it is different with man, who is created in the image and likeness of God, with understanding, will, and free choice, through which he should be directly, purely, and nakedly impressed and united with God, and firmly adhere to him. For this reason the devil tries eagerly, and with all his power, to hinder this practice so far as he can, being envious of this in man, since it is a sort of prelude and initiation of eternal life. So he is always trying to draw man's mind away from the Lord God, now by temptations or passions, now by superfluous worries and pointless cares, now by restlessness and distracting conversation and senseless curiosity, now by the study of subtle books, irrelevant discussion, gossip, and news, now by hardships, now by opposition, etc. Such matters may seem trivial enough and hardly sinful, but they are a great hindrance to this holy exercise and practice. Therefore, even if they may appear useful and necessary, they should be rejected, whether great or small, as harmful and dangerous, and put out of our minds. Above all, therefore, it is necessary that things heard, seen, done, and said, and other such things, must be received without adding things from the imagination, without mental associations and without emotional involvement, and one should not let past or future associations, implications, or constructs of the imagination form and grow. For when constructs of the imagination are not allowed to enter the memory and mind, a man is not hindered, whether he be engaged in prayer, meditation, or reciting psalms, or in any other practice or spiritual exercise, nor will they recur again. So commit yourself confidently and without hesitation, all that you are and everything else, individually and in general, to the unfailing and totally reliable providence of God, in silence and in peace, and He will fight for you. He will liberate you and comfort you more fully, more effectively, and more satisfactorily than if you were to dream about it all the time, day and night, and were cast around frantically all over the place with the futile and confused thoughts of your mind in bondage. Nor will you wear out your mind and body, wasting your time and stupidly and pointlessly exhausting your strength. So accept everything, separately and in general, wherever it comes from and whatever its origin, in silence and peace, with an equal mind as coming to you from a Father's hand and His divine providence. So render your imagination bare of the images of all physical things as is appropriate to your state and profession, so that you can cling to Him with a bare and undivided mind, as you have so often and so completely vowed to do, without anything whatever being able to come between your soul and Him, so that you can pass purely and unwaveringly from the wounds of His humanity into the light of His divinity. End of chapter 4.